Well, greetings. My name is Dan Wickert, and let me do a little introduction as we begin. I'm a member here at Faith Church. This is my home church since 1985. I'm a physician. I'm trained as a OBGYN, so I practiced medicine, and you'll find us as physicians always communicating that we practice because we never get it. We're always practicing. Practice obstetrics and gynecology and for 30 years, and then I've transitioned out of clinical practice and now currently serve in my role as the Vice President of Medical Affairs at one of our local hospital systems over three hospitals in our Western Indiana region. I have a wife, Margaret, and two daughters. Both of them are out of the house. My wife helps around the church in many ways, helps at the community center. And my oldest daughter works here at Faith Church and the school. And my youngest daughter lives in New Jersey with her husband and my grandson, her son, in New Jersey, and he works for a German manufacturing company. So I had the opportunity to present to you in the next few minutes this concept or this idea of biblical counselors and physicians, can they work together? So as we begin, let's open with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to communicate together, and we just pray that you'll help us as we talk through this subject. I pray this will give me clarity of thought as we communicate and do it in a way that would honor you and please you. Thank you. In your name, amen. What I'd like to do first in developing this concept or developing this context of biblical counselors and physicians working together, I really want to try to build the case for opportunities and certain times in which physicians and counselors can and or should work together. So sometimes working with a physician is forced on a counselor, or you as a counselor, you have to work with at least in conjunction with a physician. So I want to talk through these kinds of cases in which we're building this case of, well, what would be some ideal opportunities and maybe some not ideal opportunities where these situations really do occur. And really we're talking about, hey, this would be in the best interest for the person to deal with the real medical issues, and also with the underlying heart issues, which always go together. So number A, working with physicians forced on a counselor. Let me give you an example of this. A 32-year-old woman who is pregnant and diabetic. She currently is on insulin, and she recently was diagnosed with high blood pressure or hypertension. She sees her doctor, and the doctor performs an ultrasound early in the pregnancy, and the doctor tells her the baby will be deformed. And due to the ultrasound findings, due to the fact that she's going to have a long, difficult pregnancy with her diabetes and her hypertension, the doctor recommends that she have an abortion. So after that visit, she now comes to you and turns to you as a biblical counselor, as a pastor, as a mentor, as an accountability partner, as a friend, as a family member, and wants your advice. Like it or not, you are interfacing to some degree with a physician. And wouldn't it be wise if you had some kind of relationship with that physician that you could actually work together giving a similar and clear message? Now, probably you might say, well, listen, I'm not going to give that same message of having an abortion. And I get that. I understand that. And I'm not really focused primarily on the message. I hope you would give her a different message. And I set this up in a very particular, definite way, saying the doctor said she would have a deformed baby. But my question could be, even in this situation where you might have a different message and would have a different message, can you work together? Could you work together? And what could that look like? Another example would be sometimes end-of-life issues and when to discontinue care or certain aspects of care. And I think we're better at that than we ever have been in our medical history today. There are many events that happen to us that we'll just never forget. This example I'm going to tell you about that happened a number of years ago now is one of those unforgettable events. It occurred on a Sunday night after church. The parents were active members of our church. They were active serving members of our church. I was her doctor. I was her OBGYN. And through a variety of unfortunate circumstances, she delivered twins 14 weeks early, with both twins in the neonatal intensive care unit. And the neonatologists were requesting that the parents make decisions so the next time a critical event occurred, a crisis occurred for either one of the twins, decisions would be made so they could decide, well, how much would they do? How far would they go? What would be the level of care that they would provide? Will we go all out on treatment or not for either one or both of these twins if a crisis occurred? And I remember the events after church, meeting together, the parents, the pastors, myself, other physicians, deacons, and walking through those decision points and what should they do with the twins. Again, doctors and biblical counselors working together. I also, on point B, believe there are cases where you could work together, and it actually would be working together to benefit the counselee or the patient. Many times, it can involve sexual issues. So a number of times that I experienced in my practice when I was practicing would be a number of times married couples would come in shortly after they got married, usually within the first 6 weeks. And they were having difficulty or just absolutely unable to have sexual intercourse together. And again, you may say, well, listen, I've never heard about that. Well, I can tell you it does happen. And I know, hopefully, you will say, well, we do premarital counseling. My encouragement to you is to consider postmarital counseling and follow-up, developing that kind of relationship with premarital counseling and discussing sexual issues before marriage so that if they occur after they're married, they're willing to come back and discuss those openly and honestly after they get married. So in these cases, the potential physical issues and problems are certainly there. That's part of this challenge, but there are also spiritual issues and thoughts and ideas that they're struggling with. And they really need both the medical aspect and the spiritual aspect. So we can benefit, whether it be our patient from a medical standpoint or our counselee from a counseling standpoint, when both physicians come together with the counselor, with the biblical counselor, and work together, not in isolation, not as a silo. I think we could also talk about cases of depression or postpartum depression or a pregnant woman considering adoption, or infertility issues, or panic attacks, or anxiety, or worry, or fear, or anorexia, cases in which it would be really beneficial to work together. And then lastly, number C is where a counselor should refer to a physician. And I really think there are a number of cases where if you're counseling someone, they really should be seeing their doctor, where you're taking care of or counseling a pregnant woman and making certain that they're receiving appropriate medical care. The person who's depressed, we would always recommend an appropriate medical evaluation to ascertain if there are any provable or treatable medical conditions or medical problems. And when you send them to a doctor, you would really like it if they would, it would be best if they really, in so many words, kind of had your back. They were supportive of what you were trying to do from a spiritual, biblical standpoint, along with trying to address the medical issues. You see, you don't want the doctor communicating derogatory or negative comments. Oh, you don't need that. Just take this. Just do this. Just take these medications. And I think when you should refer, if you're dealing with sexual issues, if you're dealing with postpartum depression, particularly if you're dealing with anorexia, there are medical components associated with anorexia. And as we're seeing now more and more, just addiction to pain medication, addiction to opioid medication, in which you should refer to a doctor and make certain they're getting appropriate medical care. So as we think through this, well, okay, can biblical counselors and doctors work together? Let's talk about some ground rules. What are some ground rules that we need to establish together? I think the first one is, point A, is the goal is not to criticize. So my goal as a believer, according to 2 Corinthians 5:9, is to be pleasing to God. And according to Romans 8:20-29, is to become more and more like Jesus Christ in all my thoughts, desires, attitudes, and actions. And certainly all of us may have and will have and should have very passionate ideas and convictions regarding many of these issues. However, even in these circumstances, we must